Celebutantes, a novel written by Amanda Goldberg and Ruthanna Kaligi Hopper, and read by Gigi Birmingham. Vanity Unfair. 1 hour, 22 minutes, 17 seconds since the last Oscar was handed out for Best Picture of the Year. Polly, Blanca, Lola, Christopher, over here, how about one of the Santisi family altogether? The paparazzi shout as we're bathed in a meteor shower of flashing lights. It's blinding as we make our way down the photo-frenzied red carpet for Vanity Fair's annual post-Oscar bash, Hollywood's primo party of the year. My mother tugs my older brother Christopher and me to her and shoots her husband a pleading look. Please, Polly, just one of the four of us. Her blood-red lips purr, her Mediterranean-colored eyes sparkling through the smoky Paris runway-ready eyeshadow that Francois Nars himself applied not 5 hours ago at Villa Santisi. We can put it on the Christmas card. Only my crazy Jewish mother would send out Christmas cards from the VF red carpet. Even if we're not the perfect Norman Rockwell family, my mother would like us to pose for the cameras as if we were. I swear, my mother could stand here all night as if she'd won her own Oscar, pirouetting and fanning out the skirt of her shocking pink ruffled satin Chanel gown for the photographers, canting one olive Pilates thigh forward. Slims the profile, Lola, you should try it. Even the black diamond Neil Lane dragonfly pinning back her shoulder-length platinum hair seems to be begging for a photo. She's acting like she's back in Irving Penn's studio, posing for one of the many 1970s Vogue covers she graced. My father rolls his eyes. Oh, all right, Blanca, just one, he says, and smooths out the custom-tailored Armani, a gift from one Italian to another, except that my father isn't really Italian. He's from Georgia and Jewish.